Today is Charles Darwin's 200th birthday. Darwin is, of course, known for coming up with a theory of evolution through natural selection, but his research covered topics ranging from human emotions to earthworms. The world is becoming more familiar with the scope of Darwin's work through a project known as Darwin Online. It's a collection of all Darwin's published works, plus 20,000 private papers viewable over the Internet. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Darwin's bicentenary means it's been a busy time for John Van Wy. He's the director of Darwin Online.
We're getting requests from almost every country in the world to reproduce things in magazines, newspapers, broadcasts, and it's very difficult for us to keep up with them. I mean, just today we've had requests from Malaysia, New Zealand, Australia, South America, the United States, and Italy.
Van Wy works out of a tiny office on the campus of the University of Cambridge in England, which is where I met with him. By training, he's a historian of science. After earning his PhD, Van Wy went to the National University of Singapore for a research fellowship. It was there that he decided to shift his research to Darwin.
Unfortunately, their library only had one Darwin book from the 19th century, which was his book on earthworms. And that didn't get me very far, so I thought, well, I'll just go and, of course, somewhere I'll find all of Darwin's works on the Internet.
Only he didn't. Sure, there was some stuff, but what was there was poorly annotated and totally incomplete.
And it occurred to me almost immediately, gosh, we really need this, and I could do this.
So on his own, Van Wy started tracking down all the works of Darwin that had already been digitized. He cataloged them and started putting them into an online archive.
The first thing to go up were Darwin's books, because they're the things that are easiest to get access to for anyone, even especially for me.
The published manuscripts and papers were harder.
No library possesses all of these items, so they had to be gathered from all over the place and put together in one. So this Darwin Online is the first ever complete collection of Darwin's writings.
He's still gathering materials, although his shoestring budget doesn't give him resources to scan in documents himself. He has to rely on the kindness of document owners willing to share their materials. As we're talking, someone comes to the door.
Hi, it's good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Sean Carroll is an American biologist and teacher at the University of Wisconsin. He's also written three popular books about Darwin and evolution. He's in Cambridge to give some lectures, and he wanted to meet Van Wy because he's made extensive use of the materials in Darwin Online. Carroll explained why it's useful to see the original documents.
Well, you're trying to reconstruct how the big ideas came together. So that means going back into field diaries, notebooks, correspondence, drafts, and this gives you a much richer picture of what was going on in his mind, what was happening in parallel, how are the dots being connected. It's a totally different field than just looking at the finished product.
Carroll is convinced that materials in Darwin Online will also be a unique teaching tool. Van Wy says anyone who browses through the Darwin Online table of contents is bound to be impressed by what Darwin accomplished.
He was an unbelievably complex, competent, and wide-ranging scientist who published on a range of things that is simply mind-boggling. I don't know of anyone before or since who had such a wide range of competence, who made so many profound discoveries in so many different areas of science, from geology, botany, and indeed, most famously of all, evolution.
Is Van Wy guilty of exaggerating a bit? I guess you can go online and decide for yourself. Joe Palca, NPR News.